today on Compassion Radio.
Sometimes you decide to give consistently to somebody who needs support over a period of time. We're one of those kind of organizations or entities like that. We depend literally upon the goodwill and the prayers and the consistent financial support of givers like you. And there's nothing that we talk about on this program, Cher, where our listeners can't say at the end of it, I gave last month. I have a part in that. Mm-hmm. If God was doing something there and Compassion Radio got involved, and you got involved with Compassion Radio, you got your hand in the middle of the action there. Your hands are dirty with God's good work.
And welcome to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. I'm your host, Frank Montenegro. On the broadcast today, Bram and Cher Nelson continue with their look at the past, present, and future mission of this 75-year-old radio ministry. Here's the second half of that conversation.
Imagine, folks, that you are traveling in a very foreign country to you, someplace you can't understand the language, you don't understand the culture. You wouldn't even know how to hail a taxi where you landed on this part of the planet. You would think it's fascinating, but you'd be scared to death. What do I do next? How do I find my way through this place? What is there to know or learn here? I'm so busy just trying to figure this place out that I'm not enjoying it. I'm not getting to know the people.
How do I find a believer in this place?
And how do I find a place to be safe and at home and know somebody? And your heart's longing for that sense of home. You would probably pray a prayer like, God, send me somebody that can help interpret the situation and help me know what to do next. You know, folks, in some ways, Compassion Radio for dozens of years has been that for many believers here in the United States. We are the interpreter for things that seem strange and foreign and unheard of to our Christian experience back here in the States. But we bring to life a story that we need to know and that God wants us to know, but we wouldn't be able to figure out on our own if we didn't have people that were able to go make sense of it in the places where it's happening. That's what we're doing day after day as Compassion Radio. We bring you the stories, but we don't just bring you bits of information. We bring you context. We bring you people. We bring you relationships and histories.
And challenges.
And opportunities, of course, to go forward and do something that really is new, especially for those who never heard about it before. You know, if you're going to be involved with and invited to help bring the Word of God to a country or a place or a culture or a language that's never had it before, that's new. Mm. It's new for those who are bringing the Word to the front line. It's new for those who are supporting them to go do that work. It's new for those who are receiving the Word of God. Mm. It's new for those who have to figure out a way to communicate the truths that are in this book to a new culture. It's all a God story.
And we know that it was so much easier when you had Norm's voice. You had trusted him for so long. Before we changed to Compassion Radio and Norm was just doing teaching, so many of you used to say, it's just like sitting across the kitchen table from you and having you talk to me. His voice was so personal, so relational, so warm. And so when he led you into these adventures and these wonderful stories about God's kingdom around the world, it was so easy to follow him. And now when we lost him so suddenly and so unexpectedly, you're having to make a big switch to just Bram, just me, just Sandy. It's different. We know that. But please understand that we are as deeply committed to the vision as Norm was because we were all part of it.
Indeed. And the voices you hear now are the voices that were moved and were changed and were challenged by Norm, but not just his voice, his heart.
Yes.
And if I can make any appeal to the power of the spoken word today, it's simply this. I can't rely on the incredible instrument that Norm had in his voice. But what I can rely on is this. The same God that inspired him and called him forward is the same one that grabbed Sandy and I by the scruff of our neck and said, I want you to double down on what Norm and Cher were about for 25 years in this function of Compassion Radio as something new in Christian radio. It's still new. It's still becoming. It's still becoming new every day because as you chase what the Lord is doing, his mercies are new every morning. Mm-hmm. And our job is to find out what those mercies are so we can celebrate them.
One of our other jobs is to hear from you.
Mm.
How effective are we being? Are we bringing you the stories that are changing your outlook, your heart, your activism? Are we feeding you in the right way?
Yeah.
We need your letters. We need to know how to take you along with us in the best way.
So Our question would be now, what's your summer challenge? Is God stirring in your heart something that you need to share or need to have prayer about? We're a prayer team. We love to pray over the people that are partnering with us in prayer for the projects and for the people and the places you hear about on this broadcast. We would love to see what God has for you. So don't hesitate to let us know through email or through our postal address. Frank's got all that information coming up shortly, but I just want to encourage you, communicate with us. We need you. We need you to talk with us. We understand what's on your heart because we know that God's put that on your heart. Mm-hmm. And we want to know the kind of things that you need to learn and hear and grow in that you want, that God's put on your heart to want to learn and grow in. So we can help you with that as best as God enables us to do it.
Bram, you alluded a few minutes ago to the fact that this has been cyclical for us. Mm. There's a cycle in every year when we know there's going to be down times, when we need people to really stick with us. But there's also been cycles of years where giving has gone down, then giving goes back up. The first time that Wilbur faced that challenge, he was hesitant to tell people about the fact that giving was down. He thought that God should just inspire people to give, which we also believe in. But during a prayer time, one of the very early years of the morning chapel hour, which is what it began as, he was in prayer and he heard God say to him, "Ask me, but tell the people." And that became his watch phrase every time things got rough financially. And he would say on the air, "I know that what I have to do is ask the Lord, but tell the people." Yeah. He would tell the Lord, "I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix this." And God would say, "Tell the people your need." And so we still adhere to that same philosophy. We know that if God wants us here, he will provide. We don't know how, ever. Sometimes it's been through a miraculous large gift that has bailed us out of trouble. Sometimes it's been a phenomenal bequest that comes in unexpectedly that we have no great need for it, but we have a place for it to go, a project that we can do with it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just that people understand the need for a budget for faithful giving. Mm. And right now, what we're encouraging you to do is join our vision team. The vision team, we've named it that because you have a vision for the future of the things that God can take us to, of all the possibilities there are for building the kingdom and blessing the kingdom. We need vision team partners. However much you can pledge a month, whether it's $10, $15, $25, whether it's $200, $300, $400, $1,000 a month, what we need is to know what our basic income is going to be so that we can plan and we can trust the Lord for the extra things, but we can trust that we can pay our stations, that we can confirm with our partners, that we can do a project with them. Mm-hmm. We just need to know. And I know you understand that. You have budgets too. Yeah. You need to know what your faithful income is going to be per month.
If there's a young family out there hearing this program, they're budgeting all the time. Mm. I know we've lived that too. We're living it now.
Still are, yes.
We have young kids in our house. We have kids in college. We understand the essential nature of budgeting for essential things.
And being on a fixed income, I understand that.
Yeah. So that being a reality for us, we get it. We're not trying to say, oh, just throw money at something. The point is that when we ask people to step into a kind of covenant giving relationship where they're saying, for this period of time, I covenant with the Lord and with a ministry like Compassion Radio, I want my money to be doing something that's more interesting and active than just paying a bill. It does pay bills, of course, but our bills are very minimal compared to some other kinds of ministries or organizations. We just don't have a big organization at all. We have a few people that are doing the work, and we have some incredible partners that keep inviting us back to be involved with them in helping bring the news of what God's doing to you. So the overhead's not very high at all. It goes to airtime. It goes to projects. That's what we are about. Now, if you are a young family and you've got to pay your school fees, you've got to pay your dues for being involved with Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or a soccer team, it doesn't seem like it's a lot of money. It's not, but it is something that has to be addressed and it has to be budgeted for or it will be forgotten.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Compassion Radio. Coming up next, more with Bram Floria and Cher Nelson. Compassion Radio is here not just to teach the truth, but to provide you with opportunities to do the truth. That's why we've built and supported an orphanage in Hong Kong, provided beds for homeless children in India, counseled street kids in Hollywood, ministered to widows, carried Bibles into China and Vietnam, helped establish churches and provide Bibles in Indonesia, North Korea, and Southeast Asia, provided sight for the blind in Africa, aided refugees from Kosovo, and given tens of thousands of dollars to feed the hungry. Our goal is to teach the word clearly and accurately, always applying that word to building the kingdom. And we invite you to join our family as we learn together, witness together, and serve together. Please go to CompassionRadio.com today to find out more about this ministry. Again, that's CompassionRadio.com.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
We have young kids in our house. We have kids in college. We understand the essential nature of budgeting for essential things.
And being on a fixed income. I understand that.
Yeah. So that being a reality for us, we get it. We're not trying to say, oh, just throw money at something. The point is that when we ask people to step into a kind of covenant giving relationship where they're saying, for this period of time, I covenant with the Lord and with a ministry like Compassion Radio, I want my money to be doing something that's more interesting and active than just paying a bill. It does pay bills, of course, but our bills are very minimal compared to some other kinds of ministries or organizations. We just don't have a big organization at all. We have a few people that are doing the work, and we have some incredible partners that keep inviting us back to be involved with them in helping bring the news of what God's doing to you. So the overhead's not very high at all. It goes to airtime. It goes to projects. That's what we are about. Now, if you are a young family and you've got to pay your school fees, you've got to pay your dues for being involved with Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or a soccer team, it doesn't seem like it's a lot of money. It's not, but it is something that has to be addressed and it has to be budgeted for or it will be forgotten. Mm-hmm. And we also know that when you're committed to a regular membership to something, if you forget it, there's a consequence. Your kid's not going to that event. It becomes a priority. And you start thinking, ooh, when's that due? Because I made a promise here that I will be involved with that. I will be responsible in that way. You think about it. Mm-hmm. Now, in our case, we're a ministry. So when people are thinking about something in ministry, they're praying for it.
That's
and that
the
is
key.
The big difference for me besides just budgeting for something that
yes.
seems necessary in your life. We're talking about things that are necessary in your spiritual life. And if you want to be involved with something that's missional, you're probably giving on a regular basis to the people that do the work and are involved with the things you think God is happy with. You're giving to your local church, or you're giving to a missionary, or a young person that's going to be doing something in the world. Those are gifts. Sometimes you decide to give consistently to somebody who needs support over a period of time. We're one of those kind of organizations or entities like that. We depend literally upon the goodwill and the prayers and the consistent financial support of givers like you that want to be involved in something on the cutting edge. And there's nothing that we talk about on this program, Cher, where our listeners can't say at the end of it, I gave last month. I have a part in that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're hearing about on this program, if God was doing something there and Compassion Radio got involved, and you got involved with Compassion Radio, you got your hand in the middle of the action there. Your hands are dirty with God's good work. You're there. You're on the front lines, and we are absolutely eternally grateful for all the ways that God enables you to give to His kingdom around the world mm-hmm. and to the people that we introduce you to. You may fall in love with an organization because of what you heard in Compassion Radio, and God has you focused there. Great. Most of the time, those organizations will come back year after year with us and we'll be in partnership together so you can keep giving through us to that project. However God leads you to give, He's going to give you new opportunities because Compassion Radio is there to help you understand and see and hear what's going on in the world.
And we understand that not everyone can be a Vision Team member and give regularly. But we also know that God blesses our ministry and blesses the giver that gives whenever they can, whenever God moves their hearts. We are grateful and we pray for our givers that God will pour blessing upon them for their compassionate, generous hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that the Vision Team members are more special to us than the periodic givers. Mm-hmm. We really believe that anytime you're going to give a gift, you're going to pray for the organization yeah. that goes to because you want to make sure that the gift you're giving is blessed and used well. We almost don't want you to give unless you pray for us at the same time. Your prayer support is vital to this ministry.
Yes, it is.
We go on the power that you supply us.
Yeah.
We know that the Lord blesses you whether or not you give,
yeah.
but we ask for a special dispensation from Him for those givers who can yeah. see the vision, can hear the stories, can be moved, touched, and want to be active in the kingdom.
And yes, of course, friends, we are praying for you that God will bless you. Whether or not you see it our way
yes.
right now, we want you listening, we want you here, we want you telling your friends about Compassion Radio and getting excited about these things. He will bring you to a place and provide through you for the things that He impassions you to give to. He will not leave you hanging there with a strong desire to do something and no way to do it. He will provide a way that His passion for the world can be moved through you if He warms your heart to it. Now, I'll make one last appeal for the concept of a consistent and regular gift through something like our Vision Team. For example, if you got moved by a special project once during the year, say the Door of Hope project and the Bibles for China project, let's say you gave maybe $50 or $100 one time a year, you would have warmed your heart and encouraged us deeply about this work because we know we're in agreement. Now, what would happen if in that same spirit you decided to give maybe $10 or $20 per month over the course of a year? Well, obviously, over time, that one gift, which seemed big out of pocket once, has now literally doubled in that same time period. And you probably prayed about the projects that you love through Compassion Radio 10 times as much. You would have thought of us at least that many times while sending that check or getting online or signing up for an automatic debit payment. I see leveraging our time and our commitment, even in small amounts, like $10 or $20 or $30 per month, can have an outsized influence on the kingdom of God over that period of time. That's why I would appeal to people, if you've given ever before, even if you gave a smaller amount during each given month, you will still have given more toward the kingdom and sustained Compassion Radio and made things more consistent and let our partners out there, including our radio stations, know that you're committed with us and that they'll stay happy with having us in their mix. That's what we're after in the long run, is this kind of long-term partnership with our broadcast partners, with our project partners, and with our giving partners that we've got, as they say, long legs here, the ones that can hold up big burdens in deep water at times and keep going and ford those streams and reach new places. That's why we're asking for that potential jump into the deep end with us. Some of you are ready for this. I know that. Just give us a call today and Frank can tell you how to do that. So, Cher, we've covered a lot of territory today, but it's actually been one important question. That is, what is your summer challenge? And we talked about how it's been a challenge for us in summer times as Compassion Radio. But summertime can be a real challenging time in a very, very positive way. It draws us out of our normal routines, especially if we're doing something missional. So give me a closing word, if you would, about the kind of opportunities that summer presents that you think are so special.
Well, I think summer is a time when we try new things. We go on vacations to new places. We think about different things. We're different with our family. It's just different from the humdrum routine of the year where we're locked into schedules and things. And I would just encourage you to think differently about your giving, too. To remember that while you're off forgetting about the things at home, we go on day by day.
Hopefully we're with you right now.
We would love to have you find us on your car radio as you travel, to not forget us as you go, but to let your giving continue to make our ministry possible as you commit to doing that, whether you're a Vision Team member or you just give freely. Let that be your reminder during the summer to pray for us, to remember that God is still at work. He is still using your former gifts to touch lives, to change hearts. Keep us in your prayers this summer. As you do that, let God touch your heart to see what you can do to help us financially.
75 years ago, the very first day on the radio, Wilbur gets on there and he knows it's a miracle. He's not supposed to be there. He just had one of those opportunities that God laid in front of him, and he seized the opportunity and made something of it. And as a good steward, gave it back to God to do with it whatever he wanted to do. It's been like that for 75 years since. We're still in that mode. This program is literally a miracle of opportunity and God's provision.
That's right, Bram. When it started, it was 15 minutes one day a week. It was from a listener who gave her estate to Wilbur and Ethel that it became a half-hour daily program. And it was the listeners who heard it were taken by Wilbur and Ethel, who were so charismatic, that loved the music, that loved his thoughts, that supported it for no particular reason other than the fact that they wanted that in their lives each day. We still need that.
And the gifts that come today are literally providing those new opportunities for new ways of reaching young people. We're talking about the future of podcasting and of other kinds of broadcast programming styles and programs themselves that we're expanding into as God gives us the resources and opportunities to do it. We're going there. And if we're going to reach new generations where they are, it's going to be in multimedia kind of formats in many places. And other countries of the world are now possible to reach that we weren't able to reach before. So radio is the core of all this, but it's a hub. It's not the only thing.
And those generations are not programmed to give to things like this. We need parents to be setting the example for their children. We need...
Show them the way, friends.
Right.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Now, if you've missed anything, no problem. You can listen again anytime just by going to CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can also listen on your smartphone or tablet anytime. Now, if God is putting it on your heart to become a monthly or one-time giver to Compassion Radio, especially during these summer months when things slow down, please let us know right away. Just call 800-868-2478 or go to CompassionRadio.com to give. Again, that's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And thank you in advance for anything you can do to support us during these summer months. Take care and God bless. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.